We are very pleased to welcome to the show now Browns defensive lineman Brian Schaefering at a very special event at Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital for Rehabilitation as part of the Browns distributing baskets of hope there. Brian, first of all, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, so tell us about this, Brian. What's going on there? The Browns partnering with the Basket of Hope to distribute these items and the Super Baskets of Hope to the children there. It's got to be a very rewarding and incredible day.
Well, definitely. This is actually one of the things that the NFL is doing. It's actually through the Super Bowl or after the Super Bowl, everybody around the country is delivering baskets of hope. Just kind of trying to come out here and hang out with the kids for a little while, bring them a couple of toys and books and games, and just let them know that people really care, that they have somebody else besides the nurses and doctors in their corner.
Yeah, and these are gift-filled baskets that are going to be actually delivered total 7,000 hospitalized children in each of the 32 NFL markets, more than 400 being delivered here in the Cleveland area. Now, what are some of the things that are in these baskets for the kids, Bri?
From what I've seen, we've got a couple Bibles, regular reading books, some puzzles, some for the boys, some Matchbox cars, some Browns hats, Browns pennants, Browns bags. For some of the girls, we got a little bit of jewelry, a couple stuffed animals. There's a variety of different things that's inside these.
That's so cool. And Brian, I know you're a guy who's been very big on community involvement. We have a lot of guys on this team that are huge in their efforts usually on the Tuesdays during the season to be part of this. But you're doing this on an off season day in the middle of the week here, which even I think makes it even more special that this is a downtime for players. This is a kind of a relaxed time, get away from things. But you love to, I know you love to give back, and I believe in talking with you before, you've talked about this, that especially that these initiatives that involve kids are very special to you.
Yeah, definitely. Because not just because I have three kids of my own, but it's also just a simple fact that, kids are somebody that's going to be our future. You know what I mean? And if I can go and influence somebody, just let them know that we have hope in them and that, we care, that we just want to hang out, that we're regular people too. I mean, they see us on TV and we play in the NFL, but, I put my pants on just like they do. And I want them to know that even though, whether it's in a bad situation, a good situation, whatever they're doing, they can always achieve their goal like we have.
And that's the other thing, Brian, you're visiting these children who are hospitalized, so the situations aren't as great as they would be under, seeing them somewhere else, but they're going through their tough times. Their families are going through their tough times. So what's it mean to you to kind of see them light up a little bit when you're handing them a gift basket like that at the hospital? It's got to be a great feeling.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, just to see, kids, because there's anywhere from ages, 18 to babies here, and just to have them come in to the rooms and just see how they light up and see the happiness on their face. I mean, it's a feeling that you can't describe and you can't emulate. You know what I mean? It's just amazing. And then you see the look that, hey, they actually want to hang out with me, come sit down with them for a little while, take a couple pictures. They get, they get to see all the news cameras and all the other stuff that gets to come out and experience all the stuff that we get to experience. And it's a life-changing thing for them, whether it helps them, cope with what they're dealing with or whether it helps them get better.
Life-changing thing for them and I think for you too. I don't think that's an overstatement.
Definitely.
This was established in 1995. Basket of Hope, it provides gifts to children diagnosed with cancer or other serious illnesses, and the baskets are delivered by the volunteers who spend the time with the family. Again, what Brian's doing. Now, Brian, in addition to this, give me a sense of what, it's still, I know, kind of early in the off season, but now that we're, more than a month or so into it, what are some of the things you're doing now? When do you get on to your regimen of working out and all that good stuff?
Well, I've done a little bit already. I kind of started a couple weeks ago, just starting to get back into things, doing some body weight stuff and doing some running and various things like that. But starting next week is when I'm going to get into my heavy off-season program.
And you watched the Super Bowl, I guess, as we all did, and took it in. So what were just some of your takeaways to see those teams play? And did you have any connections to either team, just, you know, friends? I know you guys have a lot of friends throughout the league. What are some of your thoughts on what took place Sunday?
No, I mean, it was actually a great game. It was a great defensive game, which you expect with those two teams. You know, they both have really good defenses. I do have a little bit of a connection with New York. Actually, their punter, Steve Weatherford, and their left tackle, Dave Deal. I went to college with them at Illinois, so I had to root for them. I was rooting for the Giants.
Cool, yeah. And what have you – I don't know if you've had the chance yet, but have you followed up with them since the game and just, you know, in terms of congratulation texts and all that good stuff?
We text back and forth a little bit after the game and, you know, just telling them congratulations. I'll probably give them a call, you know, later on this week or next week just to sit down and talk to them and see how it felt because, you know, I've never been there. You know, I want to go.
Yeah.
But
Is that hard to see it, to watch it as someone, A, who hasn't been there? And, look, you were one of 30 teams that weren't there. So no, regardless of the records, 30 teams don't get to play in that game each year. What's the mindset? Can you watch it with an eye toward just, okay, enjoying it and, like you said, rooting for a couple of guys that you know in it? Or is part of you just sort of dying inside saying, I want that to be us, to be me?
Well, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, I would much rather be playing in it and having them watching me. You know, I think that's just the natural thing of playing in the NFL. I mean, we play this game to win a Super Bowl. You know, that's our goal in the beginning of the season. So, then again, if I'm not, you know, I want them to win it.
Right.
You know, I want them to be able to experience it and you know, go through all everything that the Super Bowl is.
And how anxious are you, excited are you to kind of just get this thing going again? I know you're still getting that recovery decompression mode after a season, but how fired up are you at the thought of, okay, you know, we want to be better than we were, you know, the internal thought that I'm sure players and all coaches have. Are you really kind of chomping at the bit in that regard?
You know, I'm always ready to play. You know, I really don't like the off season. I mean, it's nice sometimes to get a little bit of a month off to kind of let your body heal, but other than that, you know, it's you know, I want to play football. You know, that's where I want to be, and I think that the direction that this team is going is in a great direction, and that makes me even more anxious to play.
Well, great stuff. Well, Brian, I thank you so much again. You're checking in with us from Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital for Rehabilitation. You're part of the distribution of Baskets of Hope to the kids there dealing with very serious illnesses. God bless you for doing that and all that you do community-wise, and look forward to seeing you down the line.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right. He is Brian Schaefering, defensive lineman for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.